wait for finish is the hard part. Does that make sense? Might want to put the card in here to record, just to be honest. It's going to have like 20.
Now we're still on Zoom, apparently.
The public has the option to participate via Zoom. So we keep the Zoom option for them should they wish to provide you with comment on any item without having to physically be here.
All right, we'll call to order at 3:34. Roll call, please. Here.
President.
Here.
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum. Okay. Public comment. Do we have anyone for public comment? Anybody on Zoom?
No, we do not have anyone joining from Zoom, but I wanted to take a moment under public comment because it's not on our agenda. Each of you was provided with this handout. There are actually two pages. The county is looking for individuals to participate in the Madera County Community Health Assessment. The first page is the general survey. You can type in the link online. You can use the QR code to scan it with your phone. I can print you a copy of the survey, but it is 20 something pages. So I'll do that by request if anyone would like a printed copy. The second page, they are looking for what they call focus groups, individuals from these groups, teens or young adults, moms, new moms, the seniors or disabled, Native Americans, Latino bilingual, Latino monolingual, Latino indigenous, African American, LGBTQ plus, homeless, those from Chowchilla and those from the mountain areas. So if you'd like to participate in a focus group within one of those breakdowns, they have an email address there where you reach out, you contact them and you tell them you want to be part of that focus group.
Do we know, it says health assessment, we know particularly what it might be about? Is this public health or?
It's the community in general. Like I said, it's an extensive survey. I can forward it to you on email so you can see it. All right. And then if anybody needs a printed copy, by all means, let me know.
I'll take a look at that.
Sounds and then like one last announcement. Now that we are in person, we do not have to take roll call votes on the agenda items. So you as the chair, Ms. Becker, can just simply call for all those in favor. And we only need a roll call if someone specifically asks for it.
Got it. Okay. All righty.
Wendy, did David from Transportation give you a handout for the thing on the 21st this month? I asked him to give you 10 printouts.
No.
Was there a flyer about the input? Yeah, that's the thing, I think.
Yeah.
I've got the survey questions. So that's coming up on October 21st. That'll be this Thursday.
Yes.
So are you attending that, Cynthia?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I think I will too. Anybody else going to take an interest? Mr. Lateef, I think you're on the committee, so you're going to cover that.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay. This is at a community forum.
I won't be able to
Zoom or computer Zoom. Yeah.
So I won't be able to attend that.
Okay. All right. And I think the Zoom things are recorded, Wendy. So we could
usually,
if we missed this, we could review it at a later time.
You would probably have to ask David Huff that to be sure, because I'm not involved in it. Depends how they set the meeting up.
That would be a convenience. Okay. Has everyone had a chance? Let's see. Do we have any guests that wish to be recognized? Seeing none. All righty. So let's approve the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the previous meeting?
Yes.
Motion to approve it.
Yes.
Okay. Any changes? Changes to the minutes? Okay.
You made a motion. Mr. Latif made a motion.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Use the microphone.
No, I am okay. Actually, I move forward. I was saying motion to approve.
I second it.
Okay.
I make.
All right. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes unanimously. So we'll move on to the first item of the October 19th. Okay, and that would be the update on accessibility improvements to the bus stop at Schnoor and National Public Works Department.
Hello.
Could we possibly close this door, Wendy? The traffic noise is kind of, thank you. It's getting toward quitting time, I think. Hi.
Okay.
Welcome.
I'm Jamie. Representing Jamie. Public Works.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Streets Operations Manager.
All right.
To update you on the bus stop, we just had a meeting with David Huff in Transit. He does have the funds for that. Public Works is going to install a sidewalk from the handicap ramp on National, and I believe it goes 116 feet to the driveway approach.
To the alley?
Yeah, to the alley approach.
Okay.
So that's going to cover a 5 by 116 feet. We're not sure, or David's not sure about the bus stop enclosure, that when it's going to be put in, because he needs specifics on that. So we're kind of waiting for plans, but the sidewalk will be installed. That may the bus stop itself may come a little bit later. He's still got to talk with the homeowner there, because there's going to be some concerns with that. So he wants to make sure everybody's clear with what's going to happen, but it is basically at his backyard or the homeowner's backyard.
Yeah.
So if someone was waiting there at the bus stop, they could easily step on the bench and jump into the backyard. So there's going to be some concerns, and he wants to make sure that the homeowner understands exactly everything that's going to go on. Mm-hmm. Also, the flooding that happens in that area.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be nothing with Transit, but the street department is going to pull the curb and gutter in front of the residence that's there. I don't remember the address, but I think we all know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So once we remove that, and I believe it's about 15 linear feet, we'll pull that curb and gutter. Everything should flow, and it should alleviate that flooding.
Yeah, because there's algae growing in there. It's about an inch and a half to 2 inches of consistently standing water.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we don't have mosquitoes in there. It's been there so long.
Mosquito abatement was there today.
Pardon?
Mosquito abatement was there today.
Yeah. Is there any option to move that bus stop just a little bit either way?
Yeah. I believe that's what they're talking about. Right now it's underneath the
trees.
And that's really not an ideal place for it, because the two windows that are there, they can look out the windows and people are maybe congregating there waiting for the bus. Yeah. So I believe they want to move it south, more towards the alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're having the issue of how can we, do we even put a bus shelter there? Or do we just put a bench because of the concern of them jumping into the backyard?
Yeah. And then what about the area by Starbucks? That's more commercial. Wouldn't that be a better place to slide it down just a little toward the intersection?
That I don't know. I mean, David, I guess that was the location that was on the map. So that I don't have anything to do with that. Okay. So I really don't have an answer for that. But I don't know if he could move it down, or it was discussed to move it down. But I think once we start moving it further, then there's a lot of areas that don't have sidewalk there. Mm-hmm. Say if we moved it at Starbucks, I don't know what area of sidewalk would have to be put in. And it came down to, I think that's the best location. It's already existing right there. We just got a little kinks to work out.
They could put it over at the church.
Well, there is one on the opposite side by the church. Right.
Yeah.
This is for the other side. My observations, Jamie, I went down there and I sat a little bit and I just kind of looked over the area. And it seems to me that the pedestrian traffic comes from the Howard Road area. Right. Yeah. So that they're going to have to transition that grassy spot by Starbucks, even to get to the new sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So is that something maybe I should take up with David?
Yeah, I mean, there was a discussion that at some point, if someone was in a wheelchair, they would have to get into the street in order to get up to the bus stop.
Right, and if we're gonna if we're gonna put in 500 feet of sidewalk, it might make more sense to put it adjacent to the main transition path.
It will move to you.
Pardon? Use the microphone.
No, we're chatting.
Sorry. Oh, you're okay. Okay. So yeah, that was my concerns, but I'll share that with David.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's about 500 feet of sidewalk?
No, it's 116 linear feet and then 5 feet wide.
Okay. Linear feet.
That might be the start for.
All right. All righty. So when is that supposed to take effect, or when is that scheduled?
Hopefully soon. He's going to make contact with the homeowner and have his talk. And once that's done, the funds are already there. So once everyone's under the understanding of this is what's actually going to happen, then we'll start it. Okay. He didn't give a date. I believe he was going to talk to them either this week or next week. Okay. And then, like I said, once everything gets squared away, then we're more than happy to jump in and get it taken care of.
Yeah. So Wendy, how do we handle the lack of travel path from Howard Road to the bus stop?
Well, some of that is the reason you might want to participate in the forum or answer the survey we're going to talk about in the next agenda item.
Okay.
Because that one of the things David asked me to share is that study, the plan, the Madera Transit plan that's currently being evaluated,
that's a year away though, isn't it? I mean, the delivery date on that is a long way away.
It looks at the transit stops and determines if the bus needs to be routed that way or rerouted to a different area. And so that will kind of determine placement of the stops, and then that will justify whether or not we need to look at path of travel like you're talking from the next major whatever category road that is with engineering.
Mm-hmm. Would a temporary spot be an option? A temporary adjustment of that off the guy's lawn be an option, like closer to the alley?
We had talked about that. I did let Public Works know that was discussed. What I don't know, I don't have it in David's email, and I don't know if you know, Jamie. Do you know if there's any kind of easement along there that the city has, or do they not share that with you
in the alley?
You're talking at the corner of National and Schnorr?
Any along that side of the house where the current bus stop sign is?
There's an easement there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, it's going to happen no matter what. It's just the political side of getting to the homeowner and making sure they understand everything.
What about the alley side? Is that what's in play?
On the opposite side?
Right, on the south?
I haven't had any discussions about that.
Okay, all right. because my understanding or my recollection is this, the homeowner was a little bit resistant or opposed in the previous years. I don't know if it's the same homeowner or yes, I don't know.
Hmm? Yes.
Is that the house where the flooding happens or occurs right there?
The house with the bench under the trees, chained under the bench. Or the, I guess it was the homeowner that was nice enough to put the bench out there.
I was wondering who did that.
Yeah.
No one had an answer for that.
They were nice enough to do that. So, all right. Anybody have any questions for Jamie on that? Dennis, can you speak up? Anybody? Well, thank you very much. I guess I'll reach out to David then.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming down and updating us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good.
That brings us to item number 3, request for survey participation for the Madera Transit Plan Services Assessment. David Huff, Program Grants Manager.
So David was not able to be here after all today, but he did ask that I share. They are requesting participation. You have the survey, the printed survey, the questions. If you want to fill that out and return it, you can bring it here to City Hall. We'll get it to David and he'll get it to the consultant. It's a consultant preparing the study and the plan. They're also encouraging, so we can't plug it enough, participation in the Madera Transit Plan Community Forum, which is Thursday, October 21 at 6 p.m. And it will be on Zoom. And I believe the information has been posted on social media and the website. But if anyone needs the meeting information, they can reach out to David Huff, dhuff@madera.gov, or call 661-5400 and ask for the information.
I have some concerns about how many bus riders are technically able to participate in something like this. I don't know, are we reaching out to them in any other ways, like cards on the bus, comment suggestion cards on the buses?
That would be a question for David.
We have in the past had surveys.
Microphone.
Cynthia, I'm on the Transportation Advisory Board. We have in the past had flyers. Well, all the buses should have these flyers. They were supposed to be put in the buses by October 1st. And then I believe we've had in the past, but I don't know if we're going to be having any of the surveys of
cards
to give out to the riders at this point. I'm sure.
Well, and we have two days to do it. So that's not really. Is this the only?
Yeah, David would know.
Meeting? Okay. All righty. So. Don't know when the, all right. Okay. I do have a couple of comments on the presentation by the transportation consultants. I remember wishing that it was a little more in depth. Cynthia, I think you had some concerns too.
I had a concern that according to the spreadsheet you gave us that when they met with us through Zoom, it was their first community contact project, or I forget what it was called. It didn't reach a lot of people. The first, I know we are the people, but.
Yeah, I share your concerns. I had more questions after the presentation than I had going into the presentation.
Are we talking about the transit plan?
Uh-huh. The presentation that we had.
No, not the transit plan. The self-evaluation plan. Self-evaluation.
Okay, I was getting
killed. Right.
Yeah, no, not the transit
plan. Yeah, those consultants. But it all kind of networks into transportation. I mean, accessibility is, you know, transportation and accessibility go hand in hand. So I just want to be sure that we do a nice, thorough evaluation of our needs and that nothing gets overlooked.
They are, we can't talk too much about it because it's not on the agenda. If you do have specific questions, by all means, send them to me and I'll forward them to the consultant or in our project meetings, we meet monthly, make sure that they're being addressed.
Okay. And is that our only presentation from them?
No, they'll bring back about February-ish. We plan to have a draft and hopefully have that for about a month.
Okay.
Before we have a community meeting on the draft for feedback on the draft.
Okay.
And that will be all the data on the sidewalks they've collected and the curb cuts and the buildings and the programmatic aspects. But the intent is to make sure everyone has a little bit of time to not like have a meeting where you get the draft that day, because that's not really fair to ask for feedback. So give you some time to digest it and then have a meeting where that feedback is discussed.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that the money is well spent and that we're getting the value for the residents. And, you know, I get a lot of comments and complaints and I say, well, hey, you know, come and join us. And it's like, you know, everybody has an issue or a problem or a complaint, but it's kind of our job to filter that to the appropriate people. And, you know, it's okay to give us an earful, but then we have to translate that into something meaningful for the community. So I asked somebody about the bus routes the other day, and it was like, I was actually sorry I started the conversation. I was like, and she had an opinion, and I'm not sure I could repeat it here. So anyway, so, okay. So any other comments or anything on item number three, the survey? Let's take a look at that questionnaire. Cynthia, what did you have on that questionnaire? Let's everybody look at the...
How many people here have ridden out of the five of us, how many of us have ridden the bus? Diana has.
I've been on the bus before, but I haven't been on it for a while.
Mr. Lateef, have you ridden the bus before? The transit? Have you
ridden a bus, a city bus?
Long time.
Okay. We need everybody to do that again, please.
Okay.
That would be helpful if we could ride the bus, just to kind of see what it's about.
Well, and when you're sitting there, you have a lot more input and firsthand observations that are really meaningful. And it does take an hour or two. And, you know, but you really need to get the experience and view it from the position of the ridership. And I know I suggested that to David a couple of times and some other people. It's just, it's a whole different perspective.
We've made that mandatory for the members of the Transportation Advisory Board that they ride the bus twice a year at least.
Yeah.
During different seasons.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful weather right now. And I don't know if the COVID restrictions have, because I remember thinking that when I looked at this, what did you suggest? Boxes instead of essay questions? Yeah, I think, so we'll direct those to David. We'll direct the critique of this to David. All righty then. Okay. Any other comments on the transit plan? Mr. Lateef?
No.
Nope. Dennis?
No. Did they ever come back with the way that they was gonna address over there by Walmart? Did they ever come back with that? Did they ever figure out?
My favorite subject, Wendy.
I'm sorry. But put that stop. Is that it?
Make sure you put it on your survey response.
Put it on my list. My Christmas list. It's on my Christmas list. Yes, we are trying to address that in some other areas, but until we ride the buses, we're not going to know where the deficiencies are and where the residents need to get.
Well, that's a big one, because that's one area that they really need to address, really get it off from over there by Walgreens, and it needs to be closer to the riders instead of have to cross the street to come over to Walmart from it. But that's a pet peeve.
Thank you. I think my characterization was the first one that got me in trouble when I called it Frogger, watching somebody in a walker trying to get across Cleveland.
Yes.
So I share your pain there. Okay, so then we were going to move on to item number four, which is the Save the Space campaign. And Tim and I were never able to get together, but he gave me some pointers and I went and did some research. And I think we agreed that it was pretty effective, Wendy. Is that your recollection? And that we had some money left in the police budget. No?
No, you have money included in the HR budget. The police department was just helping us spend it.
Right, but I think they had a little extra. Didn't they return it? Because they had, we gave them 700 and they only spent.
Yeah, but that was last fiscal year. We have a new fiscal year. So short of any money spent on flags, we still have the full amount and we can run a campaign.
Okay, let's, all right. Wendy's watching the dollars.
Oh, so, I wish I could spend last year's money. Yeah, it doesn't roll forward though. Okay. It goes back in the pot.
All right. So I think what we need to decide today is what's appropriate to spend on the Save the Space. PD was nice enough to do that for us, and it has a lot more significance than just the city website when it goes out in the police department feed, since they are the targeting agency or the ticketing agencies. So we spent 700 last year, and that was pretty effective. So we have Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. And then the geotagging research that I did is kind of like boosting. When they call it an ad campaign, they boost it. We already have the Save the Space thing, so that if you're driving it by Walmart or in Madeira shopping, you get a Save the Space push on your Facebook account. So it's pretty slick, and I think it's just about the same kind of advertising, like a boost, so that, okay, if you're circling around an Italian restaurant, Facebook can actually target you and show you other Italian restaurants. I mean, it's really kind of micro targeted. So yeah, it is a little creepy. It is a little creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah. But it's effective, you know, because if you're circling Walmart parking lot or, you know, out shopping, you're going to get a Save the Space if we pay to put it out there. So I'm in favor of, I don't know.
We'd have to put it on an agenda for next.
Right. But we're discussing the Save the Space campaign now. So I think, can we vote on this, Wendy?
Yeah, you can vote on it. You can give direction that that's where you want to spend it, is on the campaign, and you want to focus on the geotagging or whatever the Facebook official name for it is. Yeah,
geotagging. Okay. So let's discuss that and get it underway.
So how would
you... Microphone.
Are we geotagging the parking spaces?
No, people on their phones on Facebook. So if they go to Walmart on day one, the next time they go on Facebook, they're going to get something on their phone about Save the Space, because they live in the city limits, because that's our target market. And
save the space meaning save the space for disabled people,
right?
Is that what? Okay, now
that very nice DMV presentation that we got from the Department of Motor Vehicles last year. It's a beautiful graphic, and they reduce it in size, and that was the one that was so effective last year. Mm-hmm. So it's already done. We don't have to do it. Give it to PD again and have them. So we have, how much do we have left after the parade? And let's save 100 for flags.
I think the parade was only $30-$35 plus the magnet. We maybe spent $100 total.
Okay, so how much do we have in the budget for the year?
1,000 was the starting number. So say you have between 750 and 800.
Okay, so let's earmark 100 for flags.
That was after flags. You're marking 100 for flags.
We sent those back.
I know.
Didn't we get our money back? Because I only gave out a few of those because they were. So how much do we have for flags?
If we do, when I say 750, 800, I was subtracting 100 for flags.
No, so she.
Okay, so we still have 100 for flags?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 100 for flags. So then we have the remainder for a campaign for Save the Space.
The only question I would have is, do you want to put all of that money into the holiday season, or do you want to save some for a second push in the spring?
Well, we'll have new money in the spring, won't we?
Not till July.
So I think we should save that money for the spring if you did it for
we could maybe say spend $400 yeah. around the holidays, because you could do two separate shorter campaigns in between, like the week leading up to Black Friday, mm-hmm. and then plan a holiday shopping campaign, and then save, what does that leave, about 300 maybe for the spring.
I think that's a great idea.
When are our most problem times, though? The problem times are the holiday shopping times.
Mm-hmm. It's completely up to you. I was just throwing that out there. Yeah, I don't want to have to tell you have no more money when you want to do something in April.
Okay, so that's our decision. So let's put our heads together and figure this out. Our prime shopping starts in what, November? Black Friday's in November, and it goes through Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that we would have much use in the spring, you know, if our prime shopping is November, December. So what do we think as a council? Mr. Lateef, your thoughts?
But you know better than me. I said you know better.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much. So you just give them $400, and we spent
$700, and it goes to Facebook, and then it goes out as people.
Okay, but for how long?
As long as it lasts. So it could cover the period. We covered the period of shopping last year, but it's not like a sign that's up there for 6 months. It goes to people.
So it depends. So you set your length of your campaign, 1 week, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, mm-hmm. and you tell them your total budget.
Okay.
They will push it out a certain amount each day to stay within your total budget. Okay. So if you say $500 over 3 weeks versus $100 over 3 weeks, a lot more people are going to see it when you have the $500 versus the $100. They're going to push it out that much more.
Aha, we should have asked Wendy instead of Tim.
Yeah, so that makes sense, but I would still like us to save some money for the spring.
Okay.
Just, that's my opinion. So.
How much would you want to save for spring?
Probably 300, three, four. So if it's, we have 850 right now, let's say we have eight, we give four now and then four in the spring.
Except there's not a lot of demand in the, you know, that's not the prime shopping season. Well, I mean,
something else might come up.
Shopping?
No, for our budget, we might.
Oh, for our budget. Oh, okay. All right. Dennis?
Hi, Cynthia.
Speak into the microphone, please.
I agree with Cynthia.
So you want a 4 and 4 split? 400, 400?
Maybe 5 and 3.
500 and 3?
I think during the holiday, the 5, and then in the springtime, the 3, because that way you're going to have different options. Because there's summer part be coming out there, you know, in the spring, whatever. Okay. It's come up, you might need it some there too.
Okay. Well, bear in mind, if we don't use it, so we have to commit it. If we don't use it, it goes back to the budget, right? And correct. Wendy's all over that. So.
And you get a new budget next year.
Right. So, you know, if we don't spend it, we lose it. So we're going to commit it right now, 500 and 300. And then what's the target date in the spring? Or do we want to just reserve it for some optional purpose? Yeah,
we might need more flags. We might.
Okay.
Who knows?
All right. So I'm hearing we're going to commit how much?
500 for holiday shopping season, and 300 will reserve for springtime.
For future designations.
Either for another campaign or for other things,
for flags,
if there happen to be outreach
up.
Opportunities that we need to take advantage of.
And then our budget renews in
July 1.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So just remember that money's there and that we can spend it. So, and I still get 100 for flags. Out of that. Okay, so do we need to take a vote?
I think we have direction.
Okay, I think that's the way to go then. Let's go 500 for the holiday starting in November. Right? Black Friday through December. Okay, with PD. And I'll check in with Commander Chiaramonte and see if he's got the geotagging figured out and versus the boost that we did last year. But the boost last year was very effective.
So you can set a perimeter when you boost. Is that the geotagging you're referencing?
You're asking the wrong.
You say, you tell it, you know, people within right. this area that are within this demographic, which generally we're going to want everyone. And that's who it pushes to. Mm-hmm. So that's part of when you boost it, it sets it up. So I'm just trying to see if you're talking about something else.
Boosting is another way of advertising. It seems to be, from what I looked at today, it's two separate categories.
Okay.
You can boost to everybody under the sun and pay for that privilege, or you can geotag and just reach those people. So I'm not sure. So maybe Tremonti would know, or Tim would know, so we can figure that out as we go. But they're both ways that Facebook would like money to reach people. So I think they're both options. All right, so 500, Black Friday, to Christmas. And then we were also hoping to get that on the website, the city website, if we could, Wendy.
Yeah, I'll talk to Joseph.
And we did see it in the city newsletter. Thank you for that. And then do we have any of those nice color flyers that from the DMV that we paid for?
I think, didn't we hand all those out?
We handed them all out. Could we get some more of those, or were they expensive? They were expensive.
Yeah. Does that come out of the 500?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get a few of those so we can put them up at, you know, I don't know, let's get 50. Let's not go nuts.
Pimp poster.
I'd rather take it out of the 300, but. Because I really think at certain businesses, they were very effective. And like, you know, at the utility window here and at the different places, I think they're very noticeable and they're very effective. Put some up at Dennis's, put some up in there last year. Everybody put up a few, as I recall. So.
I'll put one up at my house in case someone comes by. No one ever comes.
Yeah, but I mean, you could talk to them over at Rite Aid.
Yeah, that's true.
And the gym, and that's there's true. All kinds of places that would be helpful, I think, if we all put up a few.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All righty. Anything else to discuss on Save the Space? Comments, complaints, suggestions? Wendy, anything? Okay. So item number 5, we'll move on. The Advisory Council reports, announcements, requests for future agenda items. Mr. Lateef, anything to report?
Not really.
Mr. Lateef?
Yeah, nothing.
No, nothing? Cynthia?
One thing in my mind.
Yeah.
Last meeting, I also said a similar kind. When somebody...
In the microphone.
Somebody driving and moving from Shenor to West Cleveland. The arrow light, only you can say one second can be green or red. Green light. And moving person even not enter in the street.
And it turns red.
If somebody notice it, it's coming from Shenor to moving to West Cleveland towards the Kiddie Care School. Uh-huh. That corner, it's the turning light arrow. It's go out. It's mean come red.
Oh. So
Good, yeah. coming from Schnorr would be the, but like McDonald's turning left towards Kitty Country Club.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let facilities know.
Yeah, because it is even one car or one pickup cannot move fully. Mm-hmm. It go yellow quickly and then red.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cynthia?
No, I just, maybe Dennis would like to talk about the fair.
The parade?
The fair, the parade. I'm
sorry. Yeah. Let's have an update on the parade.
Yeah, we participated. I think I shared the picture with some of you.
Were a lot of people in attendance, I hear.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
I think a lot of pent-up demand.
So
there was 174 entries.
That's amazing. 174.
I saw the Dennis picture. Beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Dennis? Complaints? Observations?
No. I'm still obsessed with McDonald's.
With what? Oh, McDonald's.
McDonald's on Howard Road.
Have there been any more violations?
Well, it's every week that I go there. I only go once a week, and every
so
Sunday.
So it's an ongoing
issue?
They
take their deliveries. They close all of the handicap parking, and they use that to
Sunday mornings
unload their truck.
What time?
Between 6 and 7.
Okay, do we have any pictures?
I got dozens.
Okay, can you forward some to me? Yep. So that I can forward them to the chief? Okay.
We've sent them a letter.
Yeah. Well, maybe this time we were
waiting for the pictures.
Oh, okay.
So if you can share them, we can do a letter.
All right.
But we can also share them with the police department for an educational campaign.
We sent them a letter.
To McDonald's?
Yes.
No.
No. UPS?
That was Madonna.
We sent it to all the deliveries. And I have actually been watching when I drive by the one on Howard.
Okay.
The only, like today, FedEx was backed away out. They're not blocking the space. The only one I've seen blocking the space is the Postal Service.
Yeah, I think it's made a difference because I've been kind of hit and miss. All right. Diana, your observations? Anything that we need to work on or focus?
No.
Comments? Mm-hmm. All right. I just happen to have a few notes. I've determined that the battery needs to be changed at Sunset and Lincoln in front of the school on the south side where the little button, you push the button and the pavement things flash.
Is that the one we talked about last time? I did forward that to, no, didn't get addressed.
I think they greased it, but I think it's a battery issue now because sometimes it works and then the other times it goes blah. So there's four screws, so there must be a battery in there. It's not solar operated. So I think the whole thing is kind of worn out. The pavement sensors are kind of worn out. I think it's been there about 10 years or more, if I recall.
In service.
So I think it needs some attention there. And it's in front of the elementary school. So I think that's a priority item.
Okay, let me let facilities know.
Yeah. And then I had a really unfortunate experience. I was driving down Howard Road by the ball fields last week, and it was towards sunset. It was about 5:30, so the sun was setting. And so the sun was in my eyes, and I went to adjust my visor a little bit, and I was paying attention, thank God. And three little kids ran out in front of me by the island, coming from the ball fields on Howard and, gosh, it's that crazy new pedestrian crossing with an island where the peds stand in the middle of the trees by the island. I forgot to get the...
On Howard?
On Howard Road by the ball fields.
Oh, I know. The mid-block crosswalk.
Mid-block, yes. Right. And I had to lock up my brakes and all my cargo shifted in my truck. That's how hard I had to step on my brakes. And there were three little kids, two with bicycles, that had preceded their families. And the mother was just reaching the center island, and she didn't push the button on the crosswalk. And I mean, I have never been so scared. I mean, it was like breath. It was shock. I was shocked. And I actually pulled my truck a little bit to the right because there was a car coming on the right of me. So is there a possibility, this is just an idea, to put a motion sensor on that center island? Replace that button with a motion sensor? Because those kids had no clue there was a button there they had to push. And how devastating that could have been and how close it was.
I will ask the question.
Yeah, because that would be a really good spot for a motion sensor, and they're $10. Because boy, that was, and if the ball fields are in play, it's going to be in the evenings. It's a dark area. And I don't even think there's a street light at that particular mid-block island. So it's really hard to see the kids, and especially hard to see the little ones. In fact, I'm going to chat the chief up on that because that was just frightening. And then on the radio, I heard the Fresno Madera Agency on Aging advertising for clients. You heard it too. Okay. Can we determine if Madera residents are getting their fair share of the funding that goes into that? I don't know how they divvy it up. You know, it's Fresno Madera. How is it funded? You know, how is it distributed, I guess, maybe is the question.
The FMAAA funding, what I know off the top of my head is it's federal funds. Mm-hmm. And then FMAAA gives them out based on the demand. Programs you're running.
Demand.
And the need. And your ability to spend it, which is demand, but also administratively, right? Some people get stuck in paperwork. Typically, we receive money from them to pay for the bus tickets for seniors, the reduced bus tickets, the money to assist with the congregant meals. It never covers the whole cost. And then there's a third area and my head is blinking. There's usually three contracts each year. They come back every year with funding.
Okay.
But things had been shut down and there was no funding available. And I know Arnaldo was going to have a meeting with them since he's technically covering parks right now, since we don't have a director, but I can ask him if he has a status update he could share. Would that work?
I just want to be sure that Madera is getting an appropriate portion of the funding and that it's not based on demand, because Madera residents don't know about this program.
They sure don't, because I didn't know about that program.
Okay, say that again into the mic.
I really didn't know about that program because I have some senior guys.
Right.
And I really didn't know. I knew about the one in Fresno. I knew about the one in Fresno, but I did not know we had one here in Madera as well.
Because I've had a couple conversations with them down there. And they're like, oh, yeah, but we don't really get up there. And, you know, of course, that makes my hair stand on end. And, you know, they're spending it all in Fresno because there's a lot of need there, too. But if there's an apportionment, you know, I'd like to know how it's apportioned. And if it's just Madera being overlooked, I'd like to try and remedy that so that we get some actual home delivered meals other than the congregate meals, because we have a lot of people that can't get to the congregate centers. So. And we were also talking about the electric power chairs, and I know I owe Diana some letter drafts. I'm still got that on my list, but I actually cornered the new manager of Walmart, the next new manager at Walmart, about the lack of working power chairs. So I think we made some progress there. But he also said that a letter would help, because then he can forward the letter to district and say, hey, we need X amount of more power chairs because three of them are always broke and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, that's all I have on my list. So last chance, anybody else? I think I've got some flags picked out here. So yeah, I've been frustrated with that Fresno Madeira on Aging place for a while because they're always busy. They don't answer their phones. And if you do leave a message, it's... So any suggestions on that, Wendy?
Sorry, I was finishing the last.
I know, sorry.
All the questions have gone out to the right people. So contacting who? FM AAA?
Yeah, to see how it's funded and
I did actually just send an email to Arnaldo saying that you'd like to see information on the breakdown and make sure that we're getting our fair share. So
thank you.
We'll see if we can bring some information back.
I'll corner him as well.
And then I did contact Commander Chiaramonte. He is out of the office till next week, but I'll touch base with him on the campaign. Training. And then I sent the other concerns, Mr. Lateef's, and then your two concerns to the various contacts at Public Works and Engineering.
Yeah, that crosswalk by the ball field was scary. So anybody else, any comments, suggestions? Nothing? All right. We are at 4:24, meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I feel better. How about the rest of you?